Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. What we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through our reading plan for the year. You can join us in that plan. Go to firstfamily.church/resources, and Bible reading plan is right there. And we are in week 41 of our plan, and every week I bring a guest on to chat about the week's reading. And this week I got Ollie. He's our youth guy around here. So welcome back, Ollie. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what do you got from this week's reading?
Yeah, so this week's reading, we're really jumping to Jeremiah 29, and we're going to work our way down to the most famous, most popular verse that we've all seen on mugs. We've seen it on graduation cards. And when I first became a Christian, I lived this verse in the wrong way. But so just to give you a context, so we have God's chosen people who've really pretty much been exiled out, and now they're living in Babylon. And so here you see these people who have lost their homes, they've lost relationships, they've lost their hope and future, and in a living in a city, Babylon. And we have false prophets coming, and they're saying, hey, this is going to be a quick turnaround. Don't plant roots. Don't build homes. Don't plant relationships. Like, this is going to be a quick turnaround. But then when we see God's word, where he's like, hey guys, no, go ahead and plant homes, build homes, plant seeds, start gardens, build relationship, because this is going to be a long season for you. And so the way I live this, working our way down to this famous verse where it says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope in a future. I lived it in a like, hey, look, I left an old season full of wealth. I'm going to be in this quick little season where I'm not going to have wealth, but God's going to get me back into this amazing, prosperous season. And I looked at it as like, life's going to be smooth, but that's really not what it's about, right? We're going to go through heartaches, right? These people have lost their homes. They've lost freedoms. They've lost their future. But God's saying, hey, in the middle of your heartaches, I'm still with you. So don't depend on what earth materials have for you, but just to continue to depend on me, continue to trust in me, and I'm faithful. And in that time, I'm going to see you out of this season. In that season they were living in, it was for 70 years. And so that wasn't just a quick turnaround. Right. It was a long, long season. So you and I, and everyone that probably is listening to us, we're in a season where we're like, man, is God in the middle of this season with us? And while I was reading this, the best thing about this is like, hey, God's future, God's plans are greater than the pains that we're in right now in this season. And so that's what really took out of this, is God's plans, God's future, his plans, purposes, greater than the pains that we're in this season right now.
I think it's important to remember reading scripture like this, that it's the definition of, you know, God says his plans, well-being, future, hope. Our definition of well-being, prosper you, are often very different from what God has planned for us. We say, you know, elsewhere in scripture talks about what, you know, God's going to bless you and he's going to protect you and he's going to all this sort of stuff. But like, Christians get cancer. Like, Christians are poor. Christians, you know, go through hardship. Like, I think we need to remember, it's a good reminder to keep in mind, like, just because God says, hey, I have plans for your well-being, your future, your hope, A, that's probably looks different than we think, and B, that might not happen till, like, him healing you. Yeah, he says, I will heal you of your sicknesses. Might be in the next life. So, like, It's a good reminder as we go through hardship or as we go through stuff that we're like, well, God's gonna, he's gonna answer this prayer. He's gonna heal me. He's gonna, you know, bring back wealth or whatever. Like, maybe, or maybe he's just gonna be enough for you in it. And then in glory someday, of course you'll have wealth and health. You'll have those things in glory, but he doesn't make promises of physical wealth and health in this world necessarily.
100%.
So I think it's reading those verses is important to remember. Like, our definition often is very different from God's.
Not just your definition, but also God's timing, right? So it's we look at it as like our definition, but we also look at it as our time. And God, I'm ready to be out of this season right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding it's his definition, his timing. And so it is very crucial. So you're in the season right now. You're living like this. Keep trusting, keep relying on God. And just like any great author, they're not going to end a chapter, end a book mm-hmm. in the middle of chaos.
Right.
We all know the end of our chapter, what happens. Right. We're going to be, at the end of the day, we're going to have eternity in heaven. So no, this season's not going to last forever. Right. And I think I would have loved to read this context now when I did first get saved 15 years ago.
Isn't that always how it goes?
I'm like, ugh.
Wish I would have known now what I knew then. Wish I would have learned then what I knew now.
Yep. 100%. So yeah, just understanding the context of this and the true meaning of what he means by having a plan and purpose.
Just to give a personal story that relates to this is when I was, before my wife and I got married, I was, you know, mid to late 20s, which, you know, in Christian circles, that's pretty old to be a single dude.
Grandpa,
like,
over here.
You're wanting to get married and you're like, you're 27. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to you. And I remember someone said to me like, hey, like, God's got someone for you, you know, mm-hmm. God's going to bring in someone. And I remember a moment of, I guess, maturity for me in that I actually responded to him. I said, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe God's plan is not for me to be married. Maybe God's plan is for me to be single.
Yeah.
Like, scripture has a lot to say about singleness in some ways being better than marriage. Like, maybe that's what I wasn't happy about that when I said that to him, but I was like, you don't know that. God might not. And I think I had a moment of realizing this truth that we're talking about. Yeah. Like, God's timing is not our timing.
Yeah.
His definition, our definition of good is different than his. And that's exactly what happened in my life. Like, I'm now married to my wife. We have two beautiful children.
Yeah.
Like, the Lord's been gracious.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my timing. Yeah. I would have said, I want to get married at, you know, 22, 23.
Yeah.
I got married at 29. Like, that was not my plan. And it's not the way I would have gone about it.
Yeah.
But God was still good in that, and he was still good in his timing, even if it's not the way I would have done it.
Yep. I'm just grateful that I got married.
Amen. Aren't we all?
Yes.
Aren't we all just thankful that the Lord was gracious enough to give us a wife or spouse?
Yeah.
They're a huge blessing from the Lord. So, well, Ali, thanks for sharing with us from Jeremiah 29. Church, I hope that encourages you as you walk with the Lord, as you read your Bibles, and we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.
See ya.